Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
I wonder if Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports has sugar in something. Simon, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. No, I'm certainly sweet enough, Andrew. No sugar in my coffee.
Please. Brad Gray's with us as well. What do you have, Brad?
I'm not really a coffee drinker.
You're
honest,
a chai latte man, aren't you, Brad?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
A latte, yeah. Sipping in the corner there at Druitt Street, the offices of Racing New South Wales.
I'm from Bankstown, not the East.
Now, Simon's on the phone because he wasn't on with us this morning. I got the early mail a few weeks ago. These are the dates I won't be around. Then he said, hang on a sec, I'm going to have one last little ditch on a Friday before you travel.
Yeah, last day today, Andrew, so I thought I'd better come on. And well, Blanco pretty much said you guys, really. But no, hopefully I can get a bit of spending money before heading off.
Adam Blanco from Racing and Sports will be joining us while you're away on Fridays. Brad, we've just spoken about where I've been through the week and what conditions are like back at Randwick. Nevesh Ramdani telling us it's a heavy 9, Penno's 6.17, and they've had 23.8 mil of rain overnight, so it's a genuine heavy.
Yeah, they turned the taps on overnight, unfortunately. It looks pretty clear at the moment, but it's just hard to predict at the moment because it comes down in a flurry and then goes away and then comes again, so... Yeah, we certainly know we're going to be on a very testing, heavy deck there tomorrow, that's for sure. But at least we've had a bit of a run of these wet tracks, so we kind of can pull out those runners which we know have that genuine wet form.
All right, now the guys have sent me through their numbers, and we have one clash, which we'll get to. But Simon, you kick us off in the first tomorrow morning at 11:30.
Yeah, I want to be with True Detective. He's a horse we black booked off his debut win at Rose Hill. Only a narrow win there, beating Mode Crown, but good gap back to third, 4.5 lengths. The form out of it hasn't been anything to write home about. 9 horses come out of it for just one placing, but I don't want to tie a horse down by who he's beaten, especially with 2-year-olds. He did a good job there. They put him away 2 trials back. Sort of been very good. He found the line nicely in his most recent under Tommy Berry. He was on a heavy track there and he looked to get through it. Obviously a lot different under race conditions. But a big tick tomorrow, Blake Shin going aboard. You just want to find Blake whenever you can, really. He's riding in such a good vein of form at the moment. I think from the inside draw, looks to kick up and get into a good spot. You'd imagine Roman Wolf kicks up from the inside. Rule the World looks your leader. So possibly lands one out, one back here, which looks to be a good position with a heavy track. You don't want to get too far back. So he should settle in that first 4. And you really, on his debut win, he certainly looks more than above average. Obviously an unknown on the heavy track, but as are majority of them, or nearly all of them really, in this field. So happy to chance my arm with him. I think it's a really promising colt and I expect him to be winning first up there tomorrow. Race 1, number 3, True Detective.
Yes, for the combination of Chris Waller and the very much in form Blake Shin. $2.90 right now at Tab, race 1, number 3. Brad, we come to you then in race 4 tomorrow.
Yeah, Mansour Sissou for me here, guys. It's a lovely race for this horse. He's been building towards another win. I like that Paul Caves resisted the urge to just step him out to 2,000 metres because I think the mile's probably his best trip at this point in his career. You see him last start, he just boxed away behind Commander and Tory Joy, where the leaders got away with it. Tory Joy has come out and franked the form. The start prior to that, his form line looked very strong too, won by Quackerjack, and you had in third and fourth Primitivo and No Escape, so certainly nothing wrong with those horses having won Saturday races themselves. He'll be at his top now, fourth up. He's had 2 preparations to date, and he's won fourth up both times. He ticks that wet track box. All of his wins, actually, he's won 3 in his career, and all of them have been on heavy tracks, and he's just that type of horse that gets somewhere on the pace and can whack away, so it certainly suits him when he gets on these kind of wet surfaces. So hopefully, he'll go straight to the front, I imagine, stack them up, and hopefully just hold on as the closers come at him. So pretty keen on his chances the way this race sets up. That's race 4, number 2.
And currently at $3.40 at Tab. And I should have mentioned this at the start, but a huge day tomorrow. This is a big one for the Randwick community tomorrow. The Randwick City Council join the ATC with their local community race day. There's free entry to the 9 race card tomorrow for Randwick City Council residents who have redeemed an online code via the council rate notices, or they show proof of residence at the box office. And there's lots of other things going on, and the Sydney Roosters are going to be there, local jockeys are going to be signing autographs and the like, and there's a stack of entertainment. So for those people that live around the Randwick City Council area, it's your day tomorrow, Randwick Community Race Day at Randwick. Brad Gray, we're going to stick with you. You like the favourite in race six tomorrow?
Yeah, Dr. Drill, I think this is a really nice horse for the Mara and Eustace stable. We've seen them pinch a couple of staying races in Sydney recently, and I suspect this bloke is the best of them yet. He is priced accordingly, but I think he's a pretty talented stayer. He's hit the ground running. He's an import, of course. He's hit the ground running in his first Australian campaign, which is always a really good sign, and he broke through for a deserved win there at Flemington last start. It was a pretty dominant win, too. He went straight to the front. He's got that great ability to do it at both ends, to quicken from on speed. And the horse that ran second and third there have since run the Quinella in a race at Caulfield. So the form looks strong. Two back, he knocked off Admiral's Joker. That's Mr. Quickie form. And He Excels was actually a well-beaten back in sixth. And we saw He Excels come out and frank the form. So that looks a nice tie-in to the Sydney runners. The majority of the speed engaged does look to be from wide gates, so I think it maps okay. If Cathy O'Hara is positive out of the draw, there'll be a couple that cross her and she can just slot in there and take a little bit of cover. All he has to do is handle the heavy track, and I think he'll be winning. That's race six, number two.
Yeah, $2.20 right now, and we hope to tomorrow morning between 7 and 8 have a chat with Annabelle Neesham from the Mar Eustace team tomorrow morning. Righto, at this stage the boys are wondering if we've got a clash in race six. No, we haven't. Simon, race seven for you.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting race there tomorrow, 1,000 metres. And I just sort of wanted to look, I guess, I think he is the most talented horse in the race, Royal Witness. Big tick for me. Only he's had really one preparation with the Joe Pride stable. He strung a few wins together. He went to the paddock in winning form. And now in his second prep for Joe Pride, I think he's trialled up really well in the lead up to this. And I think he's got arguably the best ability in this field. Always a question mark first up onto a heavy deck. But 1,000 metres, I like the wide draw with him. I think that's where you want to be, certainly by race seven out there, and gives him a chance to come across. I think he sits outside the lead or may even press on. But his win prior to a break was the clear new career peak for him. He ran good time. Form which certainly stacks up against his rivals there tomorrow. I think if he brings that, if not improves off it, which I think he can, I think he's going to be hard to beat. So race seven, number seven, Royal Witness.
Currently at $4.40 on tab. That means we've got a clash, guys, in race eight. Race eight is the clash race, and I'm going to go with Brad. His horse is in the market, but not the favourite.
No, Charitera for me. No guesses for what Simon's going to come with here. He's a bit of a fanboy of the favourite in the race. He looked very comfortable, this horse, Charitera, in heavy ground there last start at Randwick. Just went down narrowly to No Doubt. I think that's a pretty solid reference for a race like this. He faces a very similar task here. I can only see him running well. He knocked off Bare Naked Lady there a couple back, which I think is a pretty solid reference before a couple of okay efforts at Warwick Farm, albeit in races where he did look to have his chance, but it was the way he attacked the line there on a wet track last time out, which makes me pretty confident about his chances. Christian Reith sticks, should have been parked just behind the speed, and he's only missed a place once in his eight starts, and I'd be very surprised if that trend doesn't continue here. So race eight, number 12 for me. I know Lundberg's a popular horse, and Simon's going to give it a good push, but I really like the wet track credentials of this particular runner, race eight, number 12.
Yeah, 4:40 is where we are there. And I should mention here, the New Zealand train Simply Optimistic was scratched yesterday. The trainer, Brendan Horton, texted me this morning saying we weren't 100% happy on Thursday morning. Nothing serious, and they're hoping to run him in 2 to 3 weeks. That's Simply Optimistic. Well, come on down, Simon. Race eight, number nine for you.
Yeah, with Freddie. I think it is D-Day for him, all things being equal. He's two runs back this time in. I think it's been rock solid, albeit getting beaten in both. Only narrowly beaten last start, Rose Hill over 1,200. I think that gives him the perfect platform for this third up. I think he'll handle the heavy ground. I'm not sure he loves it, but he should get through it. And as mentioned, he's two runs back, I think, of being good enough to suggest he's hard to beat here. I think the three-year-olds are the two you want to hone in on. At the weights, they do appear well-placed. And obviously, Riverbirds come out and frank the form from their last start. Slight step up in trip to 1,300, another tick, and gets in well after Sam's claim. Gets a good run from that draw. As mentioned, he should present as the winner at some stage. I'm hoping he goes on with it. It is D-Day for me. If he doesn't win on Saturday, he's certainly got the pen from me. It's such a winnable assignment for him. So Freddie, should be very hard to beat. Race 8, number 9, Bloomberg.
Yeah, gets the claim, as you mentioned, currently at $2.50. So running through them from Simon, race 1, number 3, race 7, number 7, and race 8, number 9. And from Brad Gray, it's 4-2, 6-2, and 8-12. Hey, Simon, go and have a good break, mate. We look forward to talking to you when you're back.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Thanks, mate. Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports, and over the next few Fridays, Adam Blinko from the same team will join us. And Brad, you're going to be a part of our Saturday morning. We know that Simon's away and Duff's away, so it's Thomas and Gray over the next few weeks on a Saturday, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, the fourth emergency gets a run, doesn't it? So, yeah, I look forward to it.
No, don't feel like that for sure. Mate, the Kosciuszko tickets seem to be a good feel around. Plenty of people have jumped in this week since the tickets went on sale.
Yeah, I haven't seen a tally at the moment, but there has been plenty of interest, which is great to see, obviously, off the back of a very successful first year last year. I imagine plenty of punters are keen to get involved again.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Andrew.